Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanath Niranjana Nanandana Salakaya Chakshuro Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasthaya Bhutale Srinate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vachatya Desatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sila Sadi Ora Vakta Linda.
Hold it up.
Huh?
Hold it up.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Sila Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You know what stories and young people told yesterday?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
He spoke about Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj Dwara,
Aya Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
He spoke about the anniversary of the 40th, you know, when Prabhupada came to purchase the building. That's what he spoke about.
Makha Karati Rajan Pangulangai Tegi Yat Gita Talang Vande Asigo Nitaino Paramanu Vaga Sri Chaitanya Isra Hariom Tat Sat. Since yesterday was the appearance day of the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, I'd like to speak a few words about him today during this occasion. Because these Monday through Thursday I had a therapy in the morning, so I wasn't able to speak in the morning. And in the evening, Nirantara Prabhu has a schedule looked for Wednesdays. We asked Prabhupada many times to tell us something about Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But what can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man. So he would law. He said he was a Vaikuntha man. He was from the spiritual world. And the more that we found out about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, it confirmed that he really was a personality who did not originate from this world. He was a very much a transcendental personality. He wasn't a manager, like Prabhupada was a manager plus a preacher. He wasn't a manager. So he would have the others do the management for him, like Tirtha Maharaj and others. But he was a very great scholar, and he was a great devotee. So one time they came to invite him to speak at the assembly of Brahmanas in Medinipur. But they were very much afraid, so that he would use the opportunity to preach about bhakti. So they said, "All you can speak in the Bhagavad Gita." "No problem." He said, "No problem. I'll only speak in the Bhagavad Gita." Thinking that, "Barry, you only speak in the Upanishads." He said, "That's no problem. I only speak in the Upanishads." And then they said, "Okay, they came back again. Only you can sing from the four Vedas." He said, "That's all right. Only sing from the four Vedas." They said, "There you don't come." So they were very much afraid. One time he came, and his father couldn't come, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he sent him. So he came, and he glorified the 12 qualities of the Ramana. So he glorified the Ramanas, and all the Ramanas present were very pleased to hear him glorify the Ramanas. And then he said that the 13th quality that the Vaishnavas have of pure devotion to Krishna. So that was the Vaishnava had all these 12 qualities plus one more, pure devotion to Krishna. So in one sweep, he praised all the Brahmanas, but then he glorified the Vaishnavas. and he established Elisha on a position. So, Eli's son, he explained that there was always someone in charge of the farm crop, which is the most prominent preachers. Like he said, the first was Lord Chaitanya, and then there was Rupa Sanatan, and then there was Sri Jiva Goswami, and after him there was Srinivas Acharya, and Arjun, and Shyamananda Pandit, like this. So he called that this was the Vishva, Vaishnava, Raj, Sadha, the a universal Vishva, Vaishnava. All the Vaishnavas, the Raj, Sadha, the governing council. And he said that at the present time, who is the guardian of the a message was called the Putra Raj. So he said he was the Putra Raj of his time. So he was there to guard the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So after him, we see that his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came as the Putra Raj, as the guardian of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Now, there was Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasakura. He had one exhibition in Calcutta. This was an exhibition on the Prabhupada called this the tape. What's it called? The theistic exhibition. But the tape stood for something. So, in the early 1800s, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had an exhibition of all the dioramas of the different pastimes of Lord Krishna. So, he would only charge a very minimal fee to enter. So, many people came and they saw this exhibition. So like that, he was a very dynamic preacher. No one had used art like that before. So since then, we've seen many people have used, but not as expansively as he did. And then I had one assistant who was helping me. His name was Chaku Sheikh. He was a Muslim. And when he was a small boy, he would see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he said, "We kids, we never saw anyone like that." His he would walk with just his of course, India in the summer is quite hot. So he would walk with his top piece, no shirt, and his arms would go down to his knees, and he would give out sweets to all the kids, all the Muslim kids, any kids. So this Cheko Cheko was, by that time, he was a quite old, elderly man. He was having a white beard, gray beard, I'd say. So he said that when he was a small boy, he used to eat sweets in the hand of the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So like that, he blessed the villagers. And the although the village there in Mayapur is a Muslim village, they gave very willingly, they gave some donations of land to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So his Ashivas Agan and his a good place of Lord Chaitanya, it was donated by many by Muslims. So about 300 of digas or 100 acres were given by the Muslim farmers. So that showed how he was a non-sectarian. He was able to win the support from people all over the world, all over the spectrum. So one time, there was some labor unrest, and it was at the time of harvesting the rice, and so they said, "Well, we want so much money, otherwise we won't harvest the rice." So at that time, the sadhus in the Golden Mutt, they didn't know what to do. And so Bhakti Siddhanta said, "Can you tell me where's the rice?" And he took him out and he said, "Here's the rice. And this is rice ready to harvest?" "Yes." "How do you harvest it?" "Well, you take this sickle, this knife, and you cut it. This is how you do it." And he kneeled down and started cutting. "Yeah, okay." So he started cutting. "So why didn't anyone else think of that?" So they all said, you know, kneel down, they all start cutting the rice. And the workers said, okay. When they saw that the sadhus were ready to do it, and then they agreed, okay, we'll take your rice. Which was the market right now. Actually, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, he had us do the same thing. We were laying the chakra building slab. At that time, the laborers did half the slab, and they stopped. They said that if you don't give us extra money, we won't finish. So if you don't finish the slab, at least up to the deen, then a crack will come and it will be wasted. So Prabhupada said, "I want all the sannyasis and devotees to go out and make the slab." So I was the only one who knew how to run the cement mixer, because I was overseeing the construction every day. So I had to run the cement mixer. I put in the it was one part cement, two parts sand, four parts stone chips. 1, 2, 4. That was our mix. So I load up for the other swamis, and they take on their head and lift up like coolies. So all the Western, all the Americans, like Guru Kripa and others, they're all carrying their sin on their head, telling them Krishna Maharaj. And Prabhupada was laughing to see how his Western disciples were acting like, what they call in India, coolies. Of course, we don't use that term here, but there's a quite a common, acceptable term. "Hey, coolie." Called. Now they call them porter, but at that time they were called coolies. So the devotees, they start laying the rest of the slab, and the workers were amazed to see how these Western people were carrying the cement. They were laying the slab. So they said, okay, I will take the normal price. So we can see how Prabhupada was following in the footsteps of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now, from Dhamanand Maharaj, he was like one of the youngest disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was our next door neighbor. So when I lived in the grass hut, at that time he lived like next door. So we went, you know, sometimes we had no one to associate with. We'd go and ask about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he said, one day he was walking with the others and see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was walking out in the evening and he was chanting Jala and he stopped. He looked up at the moon and he was looking for a long time at the moon. Everybody was looking at him. What is he looking at the moon? What is he seeing in the moon? And then without looking away from the moon, he shook his head. He said, in the moon planet, they have become materialistic. They have become Vahramukh. They're turning their head away from Krishna. We have to go there and we have to preach Krishna consciousness. Hello! And all the devotees are like, go to the moon? Preach? Wow. At that time there was no, 1900 and 30 or so. So there was moon travel. So, like this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he named his post office as the Sri Mayapur. Now, in Navadvip, they protested. No, we are the Prachin Mayapur. We are the original Mayapur. They cannot name the post office as a Sri Mayapur, name the Holy Mayapur, because we are the Holy Mayapur. So, to adjudicate this question, the British Viceroy, Mr. John Anderson or something, he came up and he heard the evidence on both the sides. So the evidence was shown and how in the Chaitanya Bhagavat it said that the Chankazi are used to hear the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya in the night. And so the Chankazi's house, ruins, was known even today, the marketplace of the, what's it called? Well, the Chankazi Samadhi, and was it called? Al-Bhavan-Al-Pukur. The marketplace is the old house, ruins of the Bhakti of the Chankazi. So that is known. So to the place of the Ashiras Angan, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was proposing, it's about between 1 to 2 kilometers. Whereas in Aladip, it's an additional, let's say, 5 or 6 kilometers. So, in those days, there was no amplification. So, for them to hear from 8 kilometers of a kirtan is not likely. I wouldn't disturb his sleep for sure. And But 1 kilometer, 2, okay, I mean, that could happen. So, like this, he took the different evidences, and he gave a seal. This place will be called Sri Lankur, Viceroy of the India, English government. So, like that, at that time, the Englishman, he wanted to take his tea, and the devotees, they said, how are you concerned tea? It's against our regulative principles. He said, get him whatever he wants. He's doing our work. So, they gave him tea, they gave him whatever he wanted. So, this was a Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur, that he was to get Krishna's work done, he was ready to do the needful. So, of course, we heard from Prabhupada how when he was attending his 300,000 names of Krishna at the Radhakunda. At that time, Arshila Prabhupada was a grihasta. He came to see him, one of his sons, and he said, they're fighting amongst the sadhus of the Gaudiya. So I think sometimes to take out the marble from the temples and sell it and print books. Please, if you can do anything, please print books for me. So that was inspirational for Srila Prabhupada to print books. And that was the start of the DDT. So Prabhupada told us with great affection how he got this instruction from his our Guru Maharaj to print books. Of course, he also said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur came in his dreams and told him to take the renounced order and to go to the West and to preach. So, in 1936, at that time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left the world. So I'll talk about that a little later. Hare Ram. There's a lady. So, is he, we heard that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had massive knowledge of Trikamas. He would camp out in the different islands, and in his camp in the center, he would stay with some sannyasis and some assistants. And then around the camp, he built in circles, like a big circle, so that there would be like 10,000 people. Some of the sannyasis and devotees would ride on the horses, like Keshav Maharaj. He was from some royal family, a Zamindar family. So he knew how to ride a horse. So at that time they didn't have mobile phone or walkie-talkie like we have today. So they would use the horse. And he'd ride up and down on the side and be the horses. The horsemen who would keep them steady in line, keep them going. And then there was elephants, horses, yachts to cross the rivers. They had big boats. So it was like, I mean, where right now the ISKCON is the only one that has the camping out curriculum on. So the others all go and come back in the same day to their mutt. Only ISKCON camps out. So, but this was a system used 500 years ago. I mean, not 100 years ago. By Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But one time he was taking the party to Navadvip. Now, in Navadvip, they have certain temples. If you want to see the deities, you have to take. You have to take something called Vait. Vait means asan. Donation, like that, but it's really a thing. So to see the deity, you have to pay a certain price. Even to this day, they have this update system where you have to pay. But they don't ask ISKCON to pay because our ISKCON devotees, anyway, we get more donations than the date. We told them we're not going to pay a date. But we'll give you donations. So they make thousands of rupees in donations. And they don't make only a fraction of that if they charge. We wouldn't go also. So they let us go free. Otherwise, they have a table there. They sit down, 50 cents to see the leaders. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is the preach. What is this? Chakra, take your place of lawyer. Show the deity and take money. This is better to be honest, sitter in the street than to be like a charlatan sadhu. And you show the deities and take money. What is this? Deity is for everyone, deity is for the three. So, like this, he was preaching also. He gave the brown trend to the Vaishnavas. Who were not born in the caste families that normally wore the brown threads. So, the many things he did, which were very dynamic. And so the caste of brownness, at first they thought this guy, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's our enemy. We must do him. So they start to throw rocks on the Sankirtan party, on the Prakram party, from the rooftops. So at that time, I think Kesava Maharaj was not a sannyasi then. Someone was a secretary, but not a sannyasi. He took Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's sarma cloth, his turban, and gave him his white cloth, and they smuggled him out. You know, he ran down the street with his sannyasi dress, so all the caste Goswamis went chasing him, only to find out that he wasn't the real Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The real one had been smuggled out. So like this, they're facing difficulties from the caste Goswamis. Later, at present, there's nothing they can do, and they have become weakened, and the Gaudiyas and the ISKCON is very strong. So now they welcome us. Please come to our temple. So we only go to one temple there, which is the temple that was recommended to us by one of the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as the deity which was worshipped by Vishnu-priya. So that temple we visit other temples we don't visit. So like this. If you go into the doorway of the birthplace temple, you see on the left side one temple to Sakhi Charandas Babaji. Actually, he was a businessman from Calcutta. So he had invented the ink pill. You just drop one pill of ink into a lot of water, and it would dissolve, and it would form the ink. So in those days, people used the fountain pens. So it was a big thing. Wow, you can take ink with you anywhere, just drop in the water, one pill, get the fountain pen, and write. So he became a very rich man because he had invented the ink pill. I don't know here in America whether ink pill ever caught on, but in India it was a big thing. So he surrendered. At the end of his life, he surrendered everything to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to the last penny, everything. So as a result, he was given Babaji, and he was a small Sonati temple is at the gateway. So with that money, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati built the birthplace temple, which towers maybe it's 150 feet or so, 120 feet. Like this, at that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sometimes he would have like Dharma Sambhas. And that time, the royalty in India, there was a royalty during the British time. So the king of Jaipura, to name one, he would attend the function. Different, like that, kings and even Britishers would attend his function. So that time, he had a special woolen overcoat and patent leather shoes. So, if you know, patent leather is very shiny. So, he would appear very much like an English gentleman in one sense, although it was like he had his big overcoat and his shoes, but he would wear a sort of dress.